With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A University of Montana law professor thinks Greg Gianforte's court appearance Monday morning for assaulting a reporter was probably not the congressman-elect's main legal worry.
It's a misdemeanor, maximum $500 fine. It's probably his first offense, which means he's going to get a deferred sentence or deferred prosecution, couple of conditions. Keep your nose clean. Everything's good. It goes away.
According to UM criminal law professor Andrew King Reese, Gianforte was probably more concerned about a potential civil lawsuit.
The thing about a civil lawsuit that's different than a criminal lawsuit is that the plaintiff in a civil lawsuit, so the journalist, would be able to get discovery, would be able to ask Mr. Gianforte to answer a series of questions. Things about his background and his past that we probably wouldn't see come up in this misdemeanor.
Late Wednesday, Gianforte sent a formal apology letter to Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs. It says he plans to donate money to a journalism advocacy organization. In returns, Jacobs said he will not sue Gianforte and that he accepts his apology. Gianforte was charged with misdemeanor assault the night before the polls opened in the special election for Montana's U.S. House seat, May 25th. Jacobs accused Gianforte of body slamming him and breaking his glasses after he asked a question about the Republican health care bill. Jacobs also said he will not oppose Gianforte entering a no contest plea to the assault charge. So then what's the difference between a no contest and a guilty plea?
In the end, there's no real difference. It's still a conviction. In other words, what no contest means is I'm not going to contest that the state has enough evidence to find me guilty of what they've charged me with.
There is also a practical reason why no contest is preferable to a guilty plea.
Because you don't have to say, I did it.
But King Rees notes the court is not obligated to accept Gianforte's expected no contest plea. From the day this story broke, some have said it appears Gianforte is getting special treatment from the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office and courts. For instance, some wonder why he wasn't arrested. King Rees says responding officers have no hard and fast rules to follow in those circumstances and adds they must take several factors into consideration before making an arrest. Factors like,
is Mr. Gianforte going to be a continuing danger to the public? In that situation, probably not. So you don't have a situation where you think someone's going to go commit other violent acts. So it's less important to detain them in that situation. Montana is what we call a preferred arrest state. So if the officer has probable cause, it's preferred that they make an arrest in some situations, but they don't have to. So it's in their discretion. My sense is the officer would probably be thinking to themselves, I want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. And this is a high profile case, or it will about to become a very high profile case, as it did. And there are other considerations to think about there. And so probably the officer then would consult with the prosecutor's office and say, hey, I've got this situation. How should we proceed here?
He adds the misdemeanor assault charge filed against Gianforte appears appropriate under the circumstances.
So to get to a felony charge, it would have to be an aggravated assault or an assault with a weapon. And so an aggravated assault would require serious bodily injury. The journalist's glasses were broken and there was some pain involved for sure, but not serious bodily injury, which is permanent impairment or a risk of death.
That said, unlike Gianforte, most people accused of misdemeanor assault don't walk into Gallatin County Justice Court, represented by a former Montana U.S. attorney and a respected local criminal defense attorney. King Rees says he sees no indication Congressman-elect Gianforte is getting any special treatment. That goes both ways. He's betting prosecutors will be sure to treat Gianforte no differently than any other Montanan under similar circumstances.
At this point, that looks to me like that's exactly what they're doing.
So just because he has the financial wherewithal to get some skilled attorneys behind him, that does not necessarily mean he's getting favored by the system.
Generally, people who have the means to afford private attorneys will sometimes get better results. But I think that's a system failure. I don't think that's Mr. Gianforte's getting special treatment. I mean, unfortunately, I think that's systemic, that people who don't have those means often don't get those results.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.